sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Oh, hey, thanks, Leanne. Don't you hate it when people sing with earphones in? It sounds so bad, eh? Sounds good from my side, though. That Sesame Street was so truly, and it was just gold, isn't it? What a great way to show how we should accept each other. I mean, this is short today. That's all right. Maybe I'm just growing a bit. Let us pray. Lord, we gather here this morning full of wonder and with an eagerness to hear what you have to say. We give you thanks for accepting us unconditionally, and we are grateful for your unending love and grace freely poured out over each and every one here in this place. Bless us this morning, we pray. Amen. Well, it's official, folks. The call was made and the emails were sent out, and finally, I was accepted to bring you the message this morning. So before you all keep low and weave for the door, the upside is this event only happens about one in every 5 years. So please relax and take comfort in knowing that after this morning, next time I'm up here, many of you will probably have forgotten that I was ever here, including myself. And that's probably the way I'll fall into the trap in 2027. So for those of you who don't know, I'm pretty sure I know all of you. Maybe some visitors down here. I'm not sure. I can't see your masks are on. My name is Andy, and today is the very last day during my time here on Earth that I will be 56 years old. And you would have to wait till tomorrow to wish me happy birthday. By adding to my timeline and face page on that intercom thingy. So, as Leanne alluded earlier, we're winding up our series on one another, and today we're going to unpack accepting one another. So I'm not going to do the obligatory 3 points this morning. Instead, since it's such a beautiful day, I thought I'd do 6 points just to change it up. But then I got a bit confused. So then I went back to settling on just one massive point, which is similar to the original 3 points, but a little bit different. So our scripture this morning comes from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 7. I think Tim's going to pop that up, so I'm just going to read that. I'm reading from the NIV version. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. So Paul's teaching suggests that with God's help and encouragement, everyone in the church can live in harmony and glorify God with one unified voice as we serve and as we serve one another ahead of ourselves. And I think it's important to remember, and we talk about this often, that we're all still growing in our faith and in our understanding of God's grace. And no matter where we are on our path, I mean, there are some of us who are further along, some of us who are shortly behind, and there are some of us who are still getting out of bed and wondering what day it is. And just as we receive encouragement from those who are stronger, and we do get that, we are also tasked with doing what we can ourselves for those who are struggling in their own faith journey. And a huge part of this is to, you guessed it, accept each other. But how do we do this? How do we find the strength to endure so we might look to encourage and to accept each other? Well, Paul tells us that the written word of God is a powerful source of instruction, encouragement, and hope. And in verse 5 we read, may the God who gives us endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ had. So I think what Paul refers to in verse 4 as being written in former days are actually the Hebrew scriptures, as we know, as we call the Old Testament. As Paul emphasizes here, the Old Testament isn't just a collection of old cultural ramblings. It's actually God's revealed word through historical events and accounts that contains a lot of truth that is still relevant today, and even in today's world. And as we receive God's grace, we must strive to live in harmony and to strive to accept one another. God's desire for us is to be in unity and harmony, aligned and united as one body under one head, that is Jesus Christ. And it looks different in a lot of ways. We may gather in different locations and we worship in different styles, like today. But we should all understand and agree that the fundamentals of Scripture that teach us the truth about God are pretty much the same throughout the different churches. And that's the only way, really, I think, that we can understand and experience unity and harmony. And who doesn't want harmony in their lives? I know I do. You just ask Lynn and she'll tell you. And the thing is, though, we're not just to welcome each other politely, but we're to welcome each other as Christ welcomes us. And thinking about this, it's sort of quite different to what I was sort of thinking. Because Jesus welcomes us in our weakness, and Jesus welcomes us in love, and Jesus welcomes us completely. And even though we don't always deserve it, it's this welcoming and loving heart that seeks to build each other up in faith, in our faith. And I believe it's kind of like a supernatural gift that we have to help each other. And when we come together as one unified body, in agreement, loving and serving each other, we're actually bringing glory to God, which is actually the last line in verse 7. So what does accepting each other really mean? I mean, if we're talking at my level, basic nuts and bolts, what does it actually look like to the average bear? And it sounds really easy, doesn't it, accepting one another, but until you actually think about it or try it, then it sort of gets a bit sticky. And I think for many of us, what makes the idea of acceptance difficult is actually all the differences that we have, which is kind of counter to what Leanne was saying, but we'll get to that. It all works out in the end. So I think if we don't handle our differences well, they can easily divide us. And instead of being accepting, we can actually push each other away. But however, God is very clear, according to Romans chapter 15, verse 7, the last one that we read. We are told to accept each other just as Christ has accepted you in order to praise God. So as Leanne said earlier, we're all different. But in a lot of ways, we are the same. And that is because we are created in God's image. And Leanne is absolutely right about our physical similarities. But there are other differences that we have to kind of factor in when we consider accepting others, because we have different personalities. We're different in gender and our preferences, and we're different in our spiritual growth. We're different in the way we were raised. You just ask Linda about that. She thinks I was dragged up because I talk with my mouth full. I can't understand what the problem is, but I just have lots to say and so little time to say it. Maybe it's a bloke thing. Kind of like drinking the milk straight from the bottle in the fridge. Being dragged up is just great. And we're different in our convictions and beliefs about various things. We're different in our interests. We're different how we communicate to each other. And we're also different in our own weaknesses and strengths. And even our values are different. We even love different sports. I mean, I love cycling. I can't stand golf. Now, there may be some weird people amongst us this morning who probably love golf. Yeah, and why? I don't know why they would want to do that. But even so, I'm called to accept them in order to bring praise to God. Bless our little cotton socks. Actually, it's us cyclists who are more likely, eh, Wayne, to be wearing those little cotton socks, truth be known. Yeah. So who would have thought there are so many crazy differences in this crazy thing we call life? And there's way more than I came up with. We can all agree on one thing, though. We're all made in the image of God, which, of course, is the common link. or in some cases it may be the missing link, depending on your perspective and your level of acceptance. Accepting one another is also a command. God wants us to be known for our acceptance and love for others. Accepting one another is to receive another person with a special concern and a care and a value. And this is something that was really interesting to me. It goes way deeper, doesn't it, than just the word accepting. Accepting others is to welcome them into your life as you would treat someone who is really important in your life. It's placing value on that person, it's placing significance on that person, and it's placing dignity on them. And whenever you're not placing value and significance on someone, you may already be neglecting to accept them. So above all, we have to keep coming back to the fact that everyone we'll encounter in our lives, that we encounter in our lives, has been wonderfully made by God in His image. And that thought alone is surely enough to prompt us to at least try to be accepting, at least try to be accepting of everybody to the best of our abilities. Even though, dare I say it, those who have hurt us. But once again, accepting others must be based on how Christ has accepted us. God wants us to accept others in the deepest and in the fullest sense. And we should accept with love and mercy and forgiveness and grace. And as you guys know, in many ways, these things are not easy. They're not easy. And that aside, I'm also acutely aware that although it can sound all lovely jubbly, sharing people with acceptance, there are those among us here this morning that may not be feeling accepted by some people. We may have been rejected or ridiculed, or we're feeling, or we have felt abandoned and isolated and discarded and worthless in some way. And I'll be the first to admit that in my life. I've definitely felt worthless and abandoned. It doesn't always feel like it's a big box of fluffies. And I know for a fact that some of us here this morning have had huge, huge life events that have challenged us to our very breaking points. Times when we wondered if we would ever be happy again or be able to participate in life in a meaningful way. We all have a story, but so does God. And it's this: despite all the heartache that we may experience in our life, God wants to accept you. He wants to receive you to Himself. He wants to adopt you into His family. You are wanted by Him. You are accepted by Him to the point that He will leave the 99 and search all day and night for you so He can return you to Himself. And that's how much God loves each and every one of us. This is the absolute truth. So how could you not want to reciprocate God's gift of acceptance in order to bring Him glory? Well, let's be realistic. For some of us, it's very hard to do. I know from my own experience that life can hurt so deeply and there can be a lot of darkness. But if we can, just try to muster just a little bit of strength to let the tiniest slither of God's healing light into the pain that we're feeling, you may be surprised that in time, as your heart begins to heal, that you too will find strength to accept others and to accept the people who share your lives in a way that restores you also. So go on, give acceptance a good old nudge this week. And as Wayne over there tells me when we're out cycling together, in our little cotton cyclist socks, he always says to me, "How hard can it be?" The other thing is, if you don't feel loved and accepted, just stop paying your bills. See how many emails of encouragement you will get. Lots. So God tells us we reap what we sow. You've heard that a million times, but it's so true. So roll up those sleeves, guys. Do the hard mahi. Live life large and show acceptance to one another in order to bring glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll leave you with that.